Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Joel Malkin for WJNO.com. And on the line with me is Mike Bauer, General Manager of Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, the place where, well, this season, once again, you can go and you can see some minor league baseball action. Weren't able to say that last season, Mike, but I'm glad it's back this year.
Boy, you and I both. It feels really great to have fans back in the ballpark, to hear the crack of the bat, the smell of popcorn, and cold sodas on the way, Joel. Baseball is back.
Back full force, right, coming up this week on Thursday.
That's right. We went through spring training in the first month of the minor league season at, you know, a limited capacity due to COVID. But I am excited to say that as of June 10th, we will be at 100% capacity. Well, that's near 100%, we'll say, because we will have a couple of socially distanced sections still available for those fans who would like to have a little extra space.
Yeah, there are, you know, folks that you notice when you get out and about, in depending on the areas that you're in, around the county in South Florida and the state, you know, some places where people are still wearing masks, even where they don't need to, and some places where they're not. And, you know, some of the folks, you know, even folks that are vaccinated, some folks are telling me, like my mom, she's been vaccinated for a while now, and she, you know, I know, for instance, Publix, you know, I know we don't have to, but I'm still going to wear it. I feel comfortable. So it's good that you're doing that.
Yeah, and you know, we're encouraging the same. You know, masks are optional now, but if you're non-vaccinated, we are encouraging you to wear them, and we're still providing free masks that, you know, for those that would like it. You know, still going through the cleaning regimen, still providing hand sanitizer, you know, enhanced cleaning all over the place. So we're trying to keep the building as safe as possible, but, you know, we're outdoors, you know, you're in the breeze, and we feel like it's a pretty safe environment now for people to come and enjoy a ball game.
Yeah, so you say around 100% capacity. What was the percent that you had been doing?
We were at 21% up until this week, and you know, we kind of came up with that number by, you know, figuring out what the ticket manifest would look like with a 6-foot social distancing scenario. So we sold tickets in pods of 2, 4, and 6. But we made sure there was 6 feet in every direction from where you were sitting, and now we're going to be able to open up back to what people are accustomed to.
So now somebody can buy 3 tickets instead of having to worry about 2, 4, or 6 or whatnot.
Yeah, that's correct. As of last week, you know, all of our remaining games, the entire building is now open for sale.
So what would you typically get? Let's go back to the 2019, you know, your last full season. What is an average attendance, if you have a number?
Yeah, our average attendance for a minor league game is about 800 a day. We are doing it a little bit differently this year. During the minor league season, we're only going to sell tickets with fans on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. And, you know, that's a you know, quarantine, COVID year kind of thing where we're just trying to, you know, eliminate, you know, and make sure that our 3 biggest nights of the year are our strongest. And by doing that, we're seeing that the fans are coming back. They're coming back, and, you know, our building is we're approaching 1,000 to 1,200 a day, and people are spending money. You know, that, you know, they're out, they're enjoying hot dogs and sodas and a game, and we're seeing that it just feels good for most of them to be outside enjoying each other's company.
Now, this first series where you go into near 100% capacity, it's the Jupiter Hammerheads versus the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. I love some of the names, Mike, of these teams. Obviously, the Hammerheads, we should know. I mean, locals should know. That's the Marlins minor league team. Who are the Mighty Muscles linked to?
So the Mighty Muscles are linked to the Twins, and they became the Mighty Muscles, I think, 2 seasons ago. They were the Fort Myers Miracle for the longest time. And they got the community involved, and they did a name change, and so now they're you know, purple mussels, just like you would see over there in the West Coast, you know, native to their environment, and they have a lot of fun with it. And I know the natives over there, the folks that live near that area, really love the new team name.
I wonder why do you know why they wanted to change it?
You know, they had a new ownership come in, and, you know, every now and again they freshen things up, and, you know, it's just kind of a fun way to reengage with the community.
All right, that's cool. We also have coming up, you know, the I know our locals, you know, we have the Hammerheads, and also some folks from the Treasure Coast will get to head into Jupiter and check out the Hammerheads against the Mets, St. Lucie Mets there. That'll be next weekend as well. And then coming up, you've got a July 4th bash going on for, what, two nights, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct. So Mega Bash is our Independence Day celebration. It's a two-day event. It takes place on July 3rd and 4th. We'll have a minor league game followed by fireworks. And those two games will be the Dunedin Blue Jays versus the Palm Beach Cardinals. We're actually lucky enough to host the Town of Jupiter's fireworks display here. So on July 4th, there's also a big block party going on across the street at downtown Abacoa with some live music and some other activities going on outdoors. But Abacoa is going to be a real big party area for Independence Day with baseball, block party, everything. And you know, we want to make sure that everyone knows that it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're inviting you now to get your tickets. They are $12 in advance for adults, $10 for kids and seniors, and we also have a very large outdoor inflatable kids area that we're going to do that has bounce houses and obstacle courses and slides and all kinds of things. So we're really trending back towards our usual festivities for the Independence Day holiday.
I mean, that'll be great because, you know, we didn't really, I don't believe anywhere that we had any July 4th events, right? Definitely not in around the state for the most part. I mean, maybe some virtual things. So, you know, this kind of does put us back to, you know, God, I shudder to say normal, right, Mike? It's, nobody wants to say normal, but it looks like we're getting close to it.
Yeah, we're all cautiously optimistic, I think, still at this point. But, you know, we're moving full speed ahead on our promotions for the back half of the summer now. And really, Mega Bash is the first one. There is one other I'd like to mention, Joel. We're going to have our Baseball and Brews event, which is our craft brew tasting, on Saturday, August 28th. So that one's later in the summer. But that'll take place with a ball game, and our Hammerheads and Cardinals are playing each other that day. But the gates will open at 5 o'clock. The first pitch will be at 6 o'clock. But from 5 to 7, you're going to be able to sample, you know, over a half dozen local partners' beers. And each table will have, you know, five or six different flavors. So we're going to have about 50 different flavors of beer that you can sample while you watch a baseball game and just enjoy a summer night out at Roger Dean.
Yeah, we have a lot of those. What do they call them? Microbreweries around here. You have one right into Cuesta, I believe, at least one.
Yeah, you know, there are several in this area, and we don't have the full list yet. We've got a few partners that have agreed to do it, but they're going to be able to come out here, sample the brews, learn all about them, learn where they're from, and hopefully have a great evening at the ballpark.
Well, be sure to give me that list when you do have it. We'd love to mention some of them and get them all on the website. Going back to the Mega Bash, I was noticing my handy-dandy iPhone calendar shows me that July 4th is actually a Sunday, so I guess that'll be your one exception for a ball game on a Sunday.
Yes, that's correct. So ordinarily, we're going to be open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, except for July 4th. We will be open on a Sunday. So it's a weekend of Independence Day celebration here at Abacoa, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Anything else that that folks would need to know before they head out to a ball game, this season?
I would just say that because of the world we're in, we're a cashless venue now, so make sure you bring your debit or credit card. Also, all of our tickets, or most of our tickets, are going to be sold digitally this year, so you're going to want to visit RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com to get your tickets, or you can call us at the ticket office, which is 561-630-1828.
So if somebody wants to buy a ticket, they have to do it online? They can't go up to the box office and buy them? Is that how it works?
You can still come to the ticket office, but we're just encouraging more than ever that people buy digitally. It's just much easier. It's much cleaner. It's less touch interaction points,
right,
for people. And, if you want to make it a clean experience where you just scan your phone on a pedestal scanner and you get right in without having to force an interaction, we're making that available to folks.
Yeah, that's going on everywhere now. I did that at the movies this weekend. So it's so much easier. So much easier. All right, Mike, I do appreciate you joining us again. Mike Bauer, General Manager, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, near 100% capacity starting this Thursday. So make sure you get out and see the Muscles versus the Hammerheads this weekend. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.